If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Tom Yamas joins us now, new anchor of NBC Nightly News, coming to Chicago. Tom is going to originate the broadcast, which you see on NBC 5 at 5:30 from just outside NBC Tower, City Front Plaza. Tom, welcome to Chicago. Are you here yet?
Hey, Bob, I get there tonight. I'm on the last flight out of New York City, and I'll be in your wonderful city later tonight, right after Nightly News.
And you're going to be here also for the National Association of Hispanic Journalists Conference and Expo at the Hilton. And I know all about your roots. My wife was born in Havana, and I know your parents were immigrants here from Cuba. And since my wife grew up in Miami, I've learned all about you. Everybody, especially in that community, loves and respects you.
Well, Bob, I say I don't know you, but you have excellent taste. So right off the bat, I'm gonna tell you that. It's been an honor. You know, I come from that community, and just good people who lost their country but love this one a lot. And my parents taught me to love this country and to work hard. And I say this because I believe it. I mean, I think the American dream is still alive because I'm living it. You know, my parents came here with nothing. They didn't even speak the language, And this great country gave them a second chance, and so it's a beautiful thing. And I hope I make them proud, and I'm trying to.
Well, look at you. You're only the fourth anchor of NBC Nightly News in 40 years. And Lester Holt, of course, someone who we were very familiar with here in Chicago, stepped away after 10 years. And now that you're the man, I wonder how you balance your life. I know you've got two kids, I think it is. And if there's a flood in Texas, you're there. If there's a development in Israel, you're there. So you have to be on call all the time. How do you manage it?
Bob, I will be completely honest with you and your listeners right now. I'm doing this interview with you because it's important to me, and I'm trying to drop my son off right now in the car at baseball camp. So it's doing a little bit of both. Yeah, I was just in Texas. Horrific what happened there, and but we had to be there. We had to take the show there because any time something like that happens, where sort of the nation pauses because of something that has happened to other Americans, like we got to be there. We got to show them, and we're still there. Our teams are still there in Texas, but you know, it's tough. My kids, I say luckily, because they don't know any different, and he sort of
dropped
a weekend ago. Yep, you still there?
There we go. We got you now. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, they just know that sometimes I have to run at a moment's notice, whether it be to Texas or run back to 30 Rock for a weekend because you know we're bombing Iran. Those kind of things just happen.
And I know that you're a veteran, even though some people probably just now getting familiar with you. But before you started filling in for Lester Holt, you've been in broadcast journalism for 25 years. You've worked as a network correspondent. You did some local news in South Florida. You have really done it all at a very young age. By the way, a belated happy 46th birthday to you.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
And so as you take the role now, do you think, all right, I've got to make it my own? Or do you think, wait a minute, this broadcast is legendary. It's been pretty successful before me. It'll be pretty successful after me. So I don't want to change anything. How do you look at it?
You know, Bob, you've worked in this business, I know, for decades as well, in local and network, and I think that millions of viewers turn to Nightly News because they want that broadcast they've grown up with and that they've always watched, and so I'm not going to change things too much, right, because I think it's a great show, and you get all the news you need in 30 minutes. That being said, I'm the new anchor. I'm gonna put my touches on the show little by little. We've launched a new franchise looking at the insurance industry. It's called The Cost of Denial, and this was incredibly important to me because anyone I talk to has issues with health insurance or home insurance, and it was really important to me to go back to my roots in sort of local news and you know, just television journalism in general, where you get results for your viewers. You know, you're there for your viewers. You work for them. And I got to tell you, it's been incredibly rewarding. We're getting hundreds of emails, probably up to thousands now since we've launched this franchise. The reporters are coming back to me, also telling me how much they enjoy working on these pieces as well, because we're really out there trying to make a difference. And so little things like that, Bob, you know, I'm trying to put my touch on the broadcast. But for the most part, it's that nightly news you've always come to watch and love.
And it'll be originating from Chicago tomorrow night. My spies tell me you have an obsession with Chicago cuisine. What are you going to order first here?
So it's funny. We were, you know, at the end of the newscast, we do There's Good News Tonight, and we were sort of trying to figure out what we're going to do. And we were thinking about doing something on Pope Leo, which is incredibly important. But I think I've changed gears. I'm going to do something on Italian beef sandwiches. because I got to get one beef in me before I leave. So, I think I'm going to do, I'm sure you guys are familiar with the Bear and how popular it is.
Oh, yeah.
And it just seems like the beef sandwich for the last few years is having a moment.
Yeah.
So, we're going to try to maybe find the best one in town. And talk to some real Chicagoans about what they like.
You can't go wrong with that. How did you come up with the closing line you use on the newscast?
You know, it's funny. People kept asking me what was going to be the line. And I've anchored for years. I never really had one. And I didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal. And then it kind of just, you know, and I didn't want to force it. It kind of came to me because I do believe that at the end of the day, I work for NBC, but I really work for the viewer. And I want them to know that, because we live in this era where sort of the media is under attack for a variety of reasons, you know. And even like with the proliferation of hysterical movies like Anchorman, I just want people to know that we're actually out there for them and working for them. And so it kind of came out naturally. And then, I don't know, I've kind of stuck with it.
If you haven't heard the end of the broadcast, this is what we're talking about.
Remember, tonight and always, we're here for you. Thanks so much for watching. I'm Tom Yamas. Have a great night.
I've been talking about this, Tom, and see, now when I hear that, I think if I've got a problem like with my cable company, I can call you. If there's some issue with my credit card, you're there for me. But that's not really what it means, is it?
No, but I mean, Bob, if your toilet's backed up, we're going to be there for you, all right? So you let me know, Bob. Listen, honestly, Bob, that actually makes me happy that you think that, because I do believe that what we do is a public service. So if that's what comes to mind, that we're going to be there for you, I mean, I'd love that relationship to think that, you know, we're working for you. So I actually like that. The psychology of that actually works for me.
So would you actually record a line for me now? We have our machine rolling. Would you say, tonight and always, we're here for you, and if I'm not, Bob will be?
Yeah, tonight and always, we're here for you, and if I'm not here, call Bob.
That's perfect. And we need to stop overusing the breaking news thing, don't we? Do we need to come up with a better line, because now everything's breaking news, so we're kind of numb to it. But I think you guys are pretty good. You use other terms, don't you?
I mean, look, I here's my thing, and I told the team this when we started, and I think NBC News has always done this. We are not going to overuse that term, because if you overuse it, then it loses its importance. You know, there was a time, you know, and I can remember this, when I started my career, when there was breaking news, I mean, an NBC chime would go off at our headquarters, and everyone would stop what they were doing, and someone from the assignment desk would say, there's breaking news, and they would announce, and then everyone would get to work on it, because it was incredibly important. And so for me, I want to make sure we don't lose the significance of that phrase, because whoever invented that, right? And I don't know if it was Cronkite or if it was before that, but whoever invented that phrase, it was because you needed to stop what you were doing and look up and listen to what was happening. And I just want to make sure that, like, if I'm going to say that, it's not for something ridiculous. It's going to be because of something very, very important. And I think it's a cheap trick if you just sort of use it and there's not something important happening.
Well, you know what? You can tell just by watching. You're a smart guy, and you've done so well. And now, as anchor of the NBC Nightly News, you're at the top of your profession, and deservedly so. Welcome to Chicago. It's Tom Yamas with NBC Nightly News from our city. Tomorrow night, NBC 5, and more people than ever watching the broadcast. So You're doing something right. Congratulations, Tom, and thank you for the time this morning here.
Bob, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you. And please give a big hug to your wife for me. And if you're a good husband, get her some really good croquetas somewhere there in Chicago, okay?
Yeah. Tough to find the good Cuban food here. Stick with the Italian beef. Talk to you down the road, I hope. Thank you.
You got it.
Let me give you a little footnote to the conversation we had with the anchor of NBC Nightly News, Tom Yamas, who is the son of Cuban immigrants.
Handsome man.
Yes,
back to you.
Very nice looking.
That's all
man.
I have to offer.
The Miami Herald printed an op-ed piece that my wife wrote about. It was a call for more compassion from Miami's Cuban American community. And my wife was born in Havana. Anyway, it went viral, so she's got to post it if you want to read it. It's a really nice piece. It's on her Instagram @HavanaGirl. @HavanaGirl is her Instagram.